A personal excerpt from former leader of the resistance, Panna Menta, written shortly before his death. The prophet Breamonta provided unto us the virtues that would guide us and humanity to salvation. It was her belief, in my view, that she put forth the virtues to give framework to those who do not have the time or necessarily the will to fully interrogate her teachings. After all, communions are often rapturous, difficult to parse, and these core virtues get the average follower about 3/4 of the way to the spirit of her teachings. The first virtue laid out by her is perhaps surprising to some. Love. Love is everything in our teachings. We must love not only our kin, but ourselves and all of humanity. It is love that drives us to work towards the betterment of all. To know that, everything we do is through compassion, through adoration of humanity. The second virtue, faith. We must believe in the future of our people, even if times are dire. We must believe we will persevere. After all, what purpose would our fight have without that? We must believe that our communions, every one, brings us closer to our goal, no matter how confusing they can be at times. The third, duty. To hold ourselves responsible, to make sure we live up to the expectations of clusterism and the prophet's teachings, to assure we act when called upon, to not flinch away from our mission, and to ensure the safety of all human souls. The fourth, attachment. Often forgotten about or blended together with love, attachment requires us to be connected to not only each other through communion, but to our world. We must stay moored to those around us, moored to our loved ones, and even to our enemies. To see that which connects us, because it is only through these attachments that we find common ground and the ability to influence others. The fifth virtue is shame. The prophet put forth that shame is the sister of duty. Shame tells us when we have failed, disciplines us, serves to singe our more base impulses. It is the prequel and epilogue to our mission. It is worth noting, of course, that shame, in the original understanding of the prophet's teaching, is only in reference to actions which would undermine our mission. We should be careful to remember that. The sixth virtue, retribution. We must be poison to our enemies. If they lay hands on us, we shall sever the hand. If they spread lies about us, their lies will turn their tongues to lead. If they threaten our holy land, then we shall knock over the columns which support their empire. It is through retribution that we ensure we will not be crushed in the machinery of intolerance, doubt, or propaganda. The seventh and arguably last virtue is martyrdom, to see your own life and the lives of those around you as part of a greater plan. It is not just a willingness to die, but the understanding of the value of life. Life is not sacred, it is temporary, it is a currency to be spent one way or another. Allow yourself to make available even the most terrible sacrifice, if it means the cause and our mortal souls will be saved. In recent years, especially since the beginning of this conflict, there has been a separation of sorts around the virtue of martyrdom, with some more modern preachers claiming an eighth virtue, sacrifice. I would remind you that this redundancy only leads us astray. Sacrifice without purpose, without the calculus of martyrdom, will be our undoing if we are not careful. There is no valor in pointless ruin, in dying for nothing but one's own ego. Bear this in mind, children, and we may yet win this war. Okay, recap. Last time you guys dropped down deep into Clusterous territory looking for Hex's Warehouse 27D. Shortly after dropping in and contending with some landmines, you were attacked, or more specifically, Geist was attacked by Retribution, his rival. He was absolutely frothing at the mouth, extremely aggressive. You guys beat the shit out of him pretty easily. Some really good rolls. Geist finished him off after getting teleported into the sky, and as he faded away, he left Geist with the rather confusing message of survive. The air has grown still. You are up at the blast doors, the warehouse. I presume you are opening them.
Yeah.
I guess you pry them open. They're unpowered. But you're four giant robots. I will not make you roll to open a door.
Thank you.
You are immediately confronted with two very familiar frames standing inside of it. The first is a similar frame to Hex's, his original at least, but his new one isn't that different, which is the standard workhorse. And the second frame is very large, nearly scraping the top of this warehouse. It's kind of hunched over. It is scaled and covered in these hundreds of missile launchers, and you recognize these to be Green and Tapper's frames from the Moon Devils, and they are completely still.
Oh, hell.
Huh. Anybody in there? Quick scan?
I think Geist is going to open comms as well and just be like, hey, anybody alive?
Nothing. Roll the scan. Controlled, standard.
Basic scan.
Mm-hmm.
Scan failure.
Oh, no.
Why is it always the scan?
It does always happen with the fucking scan, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is one die. It's not clear if there's anyone inside, but they're not moving, so presumably not. They've been reinforced by the Moon Devils not to be scanned, so your preliminary scan returns nothing. If you'd like, you can go into a risky position. Oh, wait, you're already in a risky position. Never mind. Okay. Sorry.
I think I'm better at scanning than Loyal is.
I think you are.
Big.
That's strange. I got two dice.
Off to the side of the warehouse and entrance by the door controls, you spot large pieces of like this fallen blocky machinery, which you recognize to be pieces of Crow's frame. They are damaged. A trail of these pieces kind of lead further back towards a receiving dock where these empty boxes are piled up. There are some corpses of clusterous guards scattered about, and there's even like a small door that's been blown open leading down to this, what looks to be a cargo elevator, large enough for like a small frame to climb down on or people.
But no dead Moon Devils, only clusterists.
As far as you can tell.
Guess we're going down there.
Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy,
oh boy. Lights on.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Can Joseph's frame fit down there?
Yes. Joseph's frame specifically can fit down there.
Fucking, we're getting logged by light frames. This is when that only having three vehicle load pays off enormously huge. Geist is gonna look and be like, I think we gotta go down. I don't think any of our frames are gonna fit. The rest of the Moon Devils might already be down there. That might be why we didn't find anybody up here. I think, can I declare that I'm at medium pilot load?
Sure.
We didn't say beforehand, but that's
yeah,
what
we
makes
didn't,
the most
but you
sense
can
to
all
me.
Declare your anyone who's getting out, or even just everyone, you can declare your pilot load now.
Sure.
Light, medium, or heavy?
Medium.
Medium.
Yeah, I'm going medium
too. Nothing bad ever happens on medium.
I'm going light.
Okay.
So we're going down into a hole? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
We are going down into a hole.
Okay, dark hole.
Cool.
You're beginning
on
the
foot.
Descent.
Without our frames.
Well, you,
I'm going to
you
immediately check off.
Oh, I'm going to my frame.
You can, yeah, your frame
if you,
will
if you
fit.
Want to, I mean, you can bring it.
You want to go on foot?
Yours is the only one that can fit.
Wait, are the other Moon Devils, are any of those frames light? Like small?
No, they're medium and heavy.
My God.
Crows isn't here, so presumably it went down.
Yeah, he probably some of his pieces are, so he probably shed the extra bulk and went down.
Yeah, it's modular, man. Yeah,
that's so fucking cool.
All right.
Couch.
I'm going to immediately check off a rifle, and I'm going to say that Geist begrudgingly disengages from the changeling, and then as soon as he's on the ground, he makes the changeling stand up and turn around. But before it does, he grabs his effects, including the high-tech assault rifle that he keeps kind of just like in like a little socket to the left of where he sits in the changeling, so he kind of just disengages it, pulls it out, loads it up, does the very intimidating racking of the slide, even though that's probably not even strictly necessary for future rifles because they can probably chamber around automatically. He's like, I guess no choice but to go down.
As one more thing, as Geist gets out of the changeling, you see that he's like bleeding, like his his body is badly damaged.
Yeah, there's a hole in the front of your frame too.
Yeah, and a hole in the front of my chest.
Sick.
It's probably been, like, hastily, like, I imagine that at some point before he got out, either Geist or some kind of automatic countermeasure inside the changeling cockpit has, like, sprayed some ceiling foam into, like, the hole in his body, yes. So it's just, like, there's, like, a ragged hole in his jumpsuit, but then there's just, like, a blob of, like, bluish medical epoxy kind of globbed on top of it.
Yikes.
Okay. You head down this small incline with the three of you on foot and Joseph in frame. It goes down about 600 feet before ending at a landing further below. There are more clusterous corpses down here. They have been mostly eviscerated by energy weapons, it seems. There are these empty boxes piled up down here, like a lot of them, a fuck ton. Like they almost go 30 feet up into the ceiling. There's old forklifts, overfull dumpsters full of like plastic wrap and other packing materials. And ahead is a big door surrounded by signs such as radiation warning, authorized personnel only, no phone zone, did you remember the four S's question mark, sanitation, safety equipment, secrecy, state of mind. Luckily for you, a very large hole has been melted through the door, allowing you entry. It's a little tight for Joseph's mech, but if you scrunch up a little, you can get through. Should you want to go through?
Well, Geist, I think I'll be okay.
Geist has his smartphone in his pocket. These guys are so fucking owned.
Yes. What do we see through this hole?
Yeah.
Before we go in?
It's a little dim. Directly through the door, like straight ahead, is this large platform you can kind of make out, surrounded by strange reflective apparatuses covered in these hexagonal panels that have more hexagonal plates on them pointing at the platform. And the platform itself is covered in more of these weird hexagonal mirrored things. And above it is a weird circular rail full of staggered metallic spheres, which are just kind of hanging there. And then connecting to all of these components is a huge chunky cable, which connects to a little computer terminal in the center of the room, kind of like directly in front of you. And the apparatus itself appears to be in various states of disassembly. Like there are a lot of pieces missing. It seems damaged by something. And that is all you can see from out here.
I have a question that I should have asked a long time ago. How long have these clusterists been dead? At a cursory examination, like, have they started to pucker and decompose? Are they still warm?
You would say, okay, so I didn't write that down. It's a good question. So the original briefing was they were supposed to have been back within 3 weeks, and it has been 4 weeks since they departed, which would mean that these corpses have probably been here, let's just call it around a week, maybe 10 days.
Okay, so they're pretty ripe.
Yeah. I'm not an expert on corpse decay, but sure.
I am.
Fuck yeah.
Staring directly into the camera. I'm actually not, but I think that they've just like probably started to go pale. Hey, why are you looking? How does he know that?
Camera's on, bro.
Geist is just gonna like stack up next to the hole, like in military style with his rifle, but he's kind of gesturing for Joseph to go first because he's got the hardware.
Yeah, I'll go first. Step my ass inside.
So you're just squeezing through?
Yeah, turning on my lights, crouching down, and going through.
All right. You now see the whole picture all around. Conveniently, you didn't see these immediately as you went in. You probably would have, though. Are more corpses. Some of them are armed, but most of them are, I guess you would call them researchers. They have lab coats. Scientists always wear lab coats, which is very convenient.
That is true. I'm wearing one right now.
Fuck yes. I'm not going to tell you that. You have to fucking investigate if you want that. On the other side of the room, away from all these corpses that are kind of clustered up on the right side. Oh, also, additionally, on the right side of the room is a pile of large melted slag and some like parts that are clearly from this apparatus where it seems they were being melted down by like these like almost like flamethrower devices, like some futurist, not like alien flamethrowers, I would say, but like, I won't make you roll to figure out what they are. They're like basically plasma throwers for like heavy duty construction and like scavenging work that were being used to melt down these parts.
Technology?
It's generally available to people. You probably need a license.
It's melting down the orbs?
Melting
or it's
down,
just melting down something?
Various parts of this apparatus that seem to have been taken off of it.
Okay.
On the other side of the room from this is Crow, who is propped up against the wall. It is immediately clear to you that he is dead.
Fuck!
Beside him is his frame, which seems to be on its last legs, extremely damaged, but it is actually aiming its weapon at you, Joseph, and is following your movements on some sort of autopilot mode.
Can we give like a peacekeeper IFF ping or something?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll ping it with my thumbs. Ding. The thumbs up. Right.
You ping it, and the frame calls out, "Friendly detected. Identification Mirage, Dusk Lights, mission parameter complete. Playing pre-recorded message." And with that, the frame kneels down and begins spouting out some extremely crackly audio, which is Crow's voice, and he says,
"I'm dead. I've done a decent job of patching myself up, but my spinal cord was severed in two places. And I'm no doctor. There's probably internal bleeding. Maybe one day, maybe two. I can't even tell. The painkillers, they make it okay, but I'm slipping. You don't care about that. We got here. No defenses except those mines, which I hope you noticed the mines. We got in easy. Took out the interior guard. I went in with my frame. Left Tapper and Green to guard the entrance. Clusterists were in the middle of disassembling and destroying this thing. The skeleton crew, I engaged the soldiers that took cover, but they didn't even look at me. They just started shooting their own scientists. They didn't even look back until they were done. They were easy kills, but I couldn't stop them. I pulled what data I could off that terminal. All encrypted. I don't know. Junk data. I don't know what any of this is. I'm not a tech. I don't even know what this mission was for. It was too easy. All of it. Went back topside for Tapper and Green. We got ready to head out. Opened the door, and there he was. I always knew he was in a league of his own, but he hadn't even been trying those other times. He'd been holding back, and we thought we were tough. Green was gone before I even made my first move. Tapper got a couple off, but he was done soon after. Blue flare didn't even go off. Not that there would have been a point. I didn't land a fucking shot. My entire outer mantle was destroyed. I was hit multiple times. Bottom layer, body bleeding. I shut the fucking door. I ran back in here. Tried to think of a plan. Tried to patch myself up. But he didn't follow. He knew I was fucking done. The smart bastard. The data... I think I said that it's on my phone. I made a vial of my my spores in the bag, the vested. I have to live on somehow. You need to find someone so that that happens. Not one of the Dusk Lights. They're fucked. You knew that already. You're probably one of them. I don't know. I did what I could. I was the best we had. I hope you thought of something better. Good luck. Set sentry mode. Deliver recording to friendly. End.
And with that, the frame collapses to the ground.
Oh.
Rest in peace to a good one.
I don't think he was talking about retribution. I bet you he was talking about fucking Pierce. I'm almost positive.
Why? Why can't we have a good thing?
Because... because Crow was better than us. That's why.
True. Well, maybe Colin thinks we're good now. Retribution.
He should have saw you right now.
I don't know. It's just a gut feeling, but it doesn't matter. I just, the way he talked about him, Like, Jupiter, he's the big cheese.
He would have said the name narratively if we're metaing it a little.
I don't know. I think the ambiguity was intentional, but...
It was!
Either way...
I think Geist is going to look around. He's going to walk over to Crow. He's going to root around in his bag for his the phone and the vial of cum, and he's going to just put them both into his pocket.
How long would it take Joseph to decrypt that data?
It would be a downtime thing, unless you really want to camp here.
I was going to say, I assume it's not something we could handle in the short term.
Okie dokie. Did Joseph help with Hex's project to get the location of this warehouse? I forget.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
I don't think so. I feel like I helped the dolphin, not the other guy.
Whatever his asshole's names are.
Whatever that fucker is.
Yeah, Geist is going to look at him. How does he look, like, up close? Geist walks into the room. He's looking at all the corpses.
How does Crow look?
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of tell what killed him. Now that you know he's, like, you're looking at a dead body, it's obviously something killed him. There are... should I make you roll? Just a gather information roll to see how much you get.
Okay.
Just roll a survey or whatever. Or study. Or whatever. I'm fine with whatever.
Anyway. I'll have you know I'm pretty good at both of those. That is a fail. Yeah, that's a one.
Okay. Who is anyone good at study or survey?
I have zero in both.
X has got some, right? Surely.
I think study is one, survey is one. That's all we got.
Oh yeah. Geist will be like, somebody tell what the fuck killed him, please.
Hex gets on his glasses.
I'll put your four towards Hex, just for the fact.
Oh, sure.
Give you a partial. All right. It's hard to tell, but it's probably because of the material Crow was wearing that you're even able to tell this. He's wearing like a, it's not so much a fabric as it is like a sort of futuristic breathable plastic jumpsuit. You notice, you think it's just like normal wear and tear, but there is a fucking needle thin hole in the front of it. That, like, this is like a beyond a one in a million shot. This is like severing someone's fucking spinal cord with a needle at distance.
Well,
I don't know if he was talking about retribution. I think we gotta get the fuck out of here and hope that something worse isn't waiting outside.
So, were they, like, taking apart a machine in the center and melting it down? We have no idea what that was, right? Because, like, most of the parts are melted.
You can take a closer look at it if you want.
I'm very curious to see, like, what they were attempting here, because they shot the scientists immediately, so I'm like, what was happening here? Do I got a roll for it?
You definitely do. I would take... You could try to investigate the console.
I could interface with it.
Yeah, you won't get any, like... You won't get what that hard drive will get you with all the data, but if you just want to, like, see, like, you know, this was attached to the machine. I could see...
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Just see, it. Like, does this tell me anything here? Mm-hmm. Risky standard?
There are no stakes. You can just roll the dice.
Okay.
Partial success.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, typing on the computer, looking at it, you probably have to reboot it with, like, an external power source, because there's no power here. But it's very advanced. Like, you can just look at the diagnostic information. I'll give you a few things, because you have a lot of information, just generally. The console, it references fucking... Exodus is a great word. It references Exoduses, which is an unusual word to use. A number of Exoduses have been reported. There are, like, diagnostic logs, reporting, like, successful and unsuccessful Exoduses. You probably find just, like, more of these signs talking about, like, how, you know, you're not allowed to talk about anything that goes on here. Like, everyone is searched going in or out. Probably you find, like, off in, like, a secluded corner of this part of the warehouse, there's some, like, shitty quarters that people have been staying in. Like, not allowed to leave.
And I think you probably put together, and maybe Hex, you chime in on this, is that like all the empty boxes out front, the fact that this was always the final destination for supplies, that there was no real, there didn't seem like there was any anything outgoing from here ever. And the amount of shit that they brought in here, there should be something here. Like they were bringing in raw materials, you know that, but they're not here. Which probably leads you to the conclusion that this device was sending things somewhere else. It's a teleporter.
Teleporter here.
I think without even knowing the information on the console, Geist just looking around at all the bodies and after listening to the message, he's like, whatever the fuck this was, they already had what they wanted by the time Crow and his squad showed up. By the time the Moon Devils were here, they were done with it. Obviously, I mean, the soldiers killed the scientists to prevent a data leak because they don't want anybody to know. We gotta make sure that no matter what this information gets out, we gotta get it out.
Yes.
We gotta hope to hell that whoever killed Crow and the rest of his unit is not up there waiting for us.
Potentially stupid question. Is there still a haze field?
No, there's no haze field.
Okie dokie.
Could we just send info?
Or is this something we have to bring back, kind of?
Yeah.
Where would you be sending it to?
You're right, we don't have command.
Yeah, there's not a, like, very established communications network on Terra Brea. All the, like, fucking cellular internet, if you want to call it that, is all centered around cities.
Could we beam it up to Worthy's ship?
Yeah. You'd probably have to get out from underground first.
Okay, yeah, that was what I was thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I look for evidence of what they were teleporting? Like, anything left behind? Any small bits? Try to do a very detailed sonar scan and not fail this time?
Sure. I mean, you know tungsten was the main
thing.
It
was resources, right?
But,
yeah.
But, if you want to roll... I don't think this would be a scan, though. Because you're not, like... These are all empty boxes. This would be, like, bureaucratic work.
I see.
If only we had a skilled bureaucrat who could do this for you.
I go through so much trouble to hide tungsten teleportation.
Yes, and where was it going? It seemed very concerned about it. They would kill the scientists and nothing would get out of it about this. It is a mystery, isn't it?
I will also say, in-universe, teleporters are... You know, like, Bluth has anti-gravity stuff from the Uro, which is already exceedingly expensive. Teleporters are, like, unheard of levels of expensive. Like, to the normal citizen, it is science fiction. Like, they know that the technology exists. The Uro do have teleporters. But they're, like, even to the Uro, they are rare. Like, they don't use them on their own ships.
And so they haven't given any to us either, I assume.
No, they have not given any. It's something they don't trade. Like, the Soul Union does not get teleporters from the Uro. The Uro are not willing to trade them.
Okay.
And were these peacekeeper resources that were getting teleported? Or was this, like, cluster of stuff? I forgot what we were following there.
It seems to be clusterous resources.
Okay. I was wondering, like, because you said, like, it seems only stuff was going in here. It's like, was it clusterous bringing stuff in here?
Like, yeah, there's no outgoing shipments from what you can tell.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Like, in-universe, do we know how they work, though? Like, is it a one-way thing? Is it a two-way teleporter?
You have no clue.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they're really that rare, I imagine that any concrete information about it is just, like, basically non-existent.
Is there a picture of a teleporter on Wikipedia? Terra Brea Wikipedia? That's what I'm wondering.
No. I mean...
Okay, so it's like, it's even that.
The Wikipedia page... Mysterious. Okay, I'll say this. Wikipedia page would be, like, teleporter... Teleporters are, like, a speculative technology that have... We suspect the Uro have based on, like, X, Y, or Z reports, and the reports are, like, they're, like, UFO guys, like, ex-military UFO guys. Not, like, actual UFO, like, you know, the modern UFO guy is, like, kind of a grifter, you know? It's like, this guy said that the fucking Uro have teleporters, and like they're using them to teleport brain chips into our heads, which is corroborated by this one redacted article that mentions the word teleporter in the middle of like a blackout sentence. So it's like, they exist. Like, they definitely exist, but where they exist is very hard to say.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if we're spending too much time here, but I kind of want to, like, and this thing's been melted, right? Or is the teleporter destroyed or what?
They were pulling, like, all the reflective plates off of it and melting them with this plasma flamethrower, and also a couple of those orbs that were on top. It seemed like they were just kind of getting started, presumably when Crow interrupted them.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if we've already done this, but is there a way I could, like, try to piece together how this teleporter functioned, or is that just, like, way out of my fucking expertise here?
That would probably be out of your league. That'd be like a long-term project.
Okay.
Do you have any vehicle gear left to spend?
Me?
Yeah. Because I know you have a light frame. What if you checked
off?
Yeah,
I have two.
It might not be a bad idea to check off a cargo space and just load in every piece of, because clearly they were trying to destroy it so that we couldn't have it, presumably so we couldn't analyze it. So I'm inclined
I think that's
to
a good
do
idea.
The opposite of whatever they do. So I would say, yeah, check off cargo space and we'll start, like, we'll just grab every piece of this fucking thing we can.
Epic. Yeah, because I do really want to bring this shit back. So I guess, like, at least to Joseph and the rest of us, we're looking at a machine that is basically, like, shapes. But there's no way we could piece together how this functions, correct?
No way.
Not here, but we could take it with us. Maybe someone's
But, like, in this current moment, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, think of it this way. Just to set expectations on this. Like, deconstructing a teleporter and figuring out how it worked would be someone's life work based off of what you have here.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are soldiers.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do it. We're just taking it to give
like,
somebody else.
You could definitely sell this to Ziggurat. Like, for a fuck ton of money.
Oh, fuck yeah. We can get my spine back, guys. Come on, let's
go. Spine.
Unfortunately, that's been turned into a very exotic dildo.
Oh, okay.
Ziggurat, I didn't think about you that way.
I was just trying to figure out what the fuck was going on here. But that explains a lot of things, and I understand. Yeah, so then I think Joseph absolutely would be like, I don't know how this even works, even me, but I would like to at least, it's probably safe to take some of this, you know, that's probably valuable. So yeah, I hunk every piece I can into my tiny little frame.
They didn't want us to have it, and I think that's as good a reason as any to take all of it. Fuck them.
Most importantly, it's valuable. That we know.
Awesome.
I want to rifle through the scientist's personal belongings. See if there's any intel there.
We really like this little place, Colin. Oh,
no. Can we hang out here? Hard to get in here.
You can hang out here. You can hang out here as long as you want. folks, you can hang out here as long as they have they don't have diaries. I think that'd be very much cracked down on. Personally, like lockets with some like personal effects.
But no one's sneaking any info in it.
We're not going to find, like, the Doom 3, like, PDA log where the guy's like, I started my first day working in the top secret teleportation facility.
What are you talking about? You just found Crow's corpse with exactly that audio log.
Yeah.
The locker with the blueprints in it is 0133.
A lot of these people are clusterists. They're, like, some of the best and brightest. Not many of them on Terra Brea, so they kind of scrounged them up. There's probably some notes on just, like, fixing the thing. There's probably, like, a research lead at some point, and this will give you this little lore segment, who has like a technical document on him about the teleporter that's been heavily redacted. Like there are pages ripped out of it that just like refers to like how to operate it and things like that. Just very basic stuff, like use this control, make sure to like tune in these variances. And there's probably, maybe you find it on like fucking one of the guards or whatever. That has a note from Tyrell Crine that like specifies very clearly that like if they do not control this information, a lot of people will die. And like there's a list of names on there, which you infer from the guy's ID card is his family, and it includes their addresses.
I'm taking pics of all this, and then I say, okay.
Here, all you old son of a gun.
Go off, queen.
Go off, queen. And I think you find similar notes on the other cards as well.
Yeah.
Let's leave. Geist is ready to go. Geist is like, this place is a fucking crypt.
Should we bring Crow's corpse?
No.
Yeah, I guess we rip off any dog tags, possibly, sure. If he has them.
Yeah, does he have dog tags?
He has mushroom tags.
I want to blow him up.
You want to blow Crow up?
I do want to blow Crow up.
I want his gun.
Release his spores this way.
No, we got his spores. I got the fucking cum vial. It's in my pocket.
He'll release more spores.
Geist, I think
he's a mushroom man, right? I forgot.
Yeah, yes, he is a mushroom man.
We got, it's like, I got the spores, we got everything off his corpse. Joseph, can you, like, vaporize him? It doesn't feel good leaving him down here, and I don't want to take him with either.
Sure.
Seems kindest.
Joseph primes his laser, and I assume fires at the Ekro.
Yeah, he's gone. And his frame.
Geist gives a little salute. Up in the hangar where the changeling is, the changeling salutes as well. Geist has been checking in with the changeling sensors, by the way, because he can just do that. He's just looking to make sure that nothing's trying to fuck with our frames.
Okay, nothing. No haze fields. All good.
Good. Okay. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. You head on up.
Agreed.
I guess something you would notice now that you kind of have inspected Crow's corpse and you got the audio log is that Green is in there. He is dead. There is a single blow, like one of those pinpricks, through the seam of his cockpit that went through the top of his head and destroyed his brain. And then in Tapper's case, there was multiple strikes, which disabled his cockpit controls. His fingers were severed by like a beam, a very thin beam of energy. And then a number of other things. So his torso, neck, severed spine, and internal damage, which took him out before he could even launch anything.
Oh.
Retribution didn't do this. He couldn't. If he could have, he probably would have done it to me.
They're incredibly precise. Nothing I've ever seen before.
Yeah. Let's get Worthy to come pick us up, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
I'm taking the dog tags of Green and the other guy, too.
Shout out.
Just, you got it.
You head out, and as you kind of head out from the doors, you, like, look down, and you kind of see it, like, submerged in some mud is this, like, blue flare canister that Crow mentioned before. And it occurs to you, it didn't in the moment, that you've heard mention of a blue flare before, back on your mention with Duty, which is that they were to send up a blue flare if sacrifice was in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's not Jupiter.
You see a glint out of the corner of your eye. What do you do?
Oh, am I in my frame? Am I back in the changeling?
You are all out in your frames outside the front door.
I see. I feel like Geist just tries to fucking move. He throws himself and brings up his force field. I didn't specify. I feel like it's like a hard light shield, assuming that those exist as like peacekeeper level technology.
Sure. You are in a desperate position, but limited effect.
Oh, do I have to make a roll?
Yes. So I guess here's the real question is, who is point man here?
I feel like Geist probably went out first. He loves to do that.
Yeah.
He loves
to do that. You know, what if you didn't this time?
Does somebody else
are you volunteering?
I am volunteering. Does somebody else want to be the one getting shot with the death needle?
Brian, do you want to go out?
I mean, if you're gonna die,
I'll take
we don't want you to die. But the pencil pusher, that's okay.
I only have 2 level 1. Fine.
Only.
Okay.
Well,
who's doing it?
All right, Hex. Let's see.
All right, Hex's spine's about to get severed.
Okay, Hex. What do you do? There's a glint of light.
Hex is naturally paranoid, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, where are we in relation to the frames?
You are ahead of them.
You're in the frames.
You're in your frame.
Okay.
The Moondevil frames are inside the warehouse. You are outside the warehouse.
Okay.
Back in the mud.
Let me see what vehicle gear I have.
Is the light coming from the mud? Or is just...
It's out of the corner of your eye. I'm not going to tell you where it's coming from.
Okay, yeah, it's okay.
You know what? I think, if I Colin, correct me if I'm wrong here, during the briefing for the Clearwater Crater operation, didn't they say that if sacrifice shows up, like run or give up, you're fucked?
Yes, the instructions were, whoever sacrifice is targeting, you should sacrifice your life so the other group can escape.
Wow. Hey, Geist, you want it back?
Brian, you volunteered.
No take backsies.
Okay, I'm going to declare mobility sweet and just start booking it with dash thrusters.
That is a maneuver?
Yes.
Okie dokie.
All right. Good luck, everyone.
Awesome.
Failure.
That is a 3.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Why are you so bad at maneuvering?
Can I use
it was at the corner of his eye.
Assist push.
What does that do?
To carry that weight after I see the results of an action roll. Is this an action roll?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can assist now if no one else assisted, which they didn't.
So what does he get? Another roll?
Yes. Another dice.
All right, so you take 2 stress.
Mm-hmm.
How stressful.
Roll again.
Oh, boy. X. All right. It's okay. That was just, a warm-up.
That's another failure.
The exact same 3! No! Wow.
See, I wanted to say that the Nautilus just, does this sweeping action and kicks up a bunch of mud when this glint happens to, give Hex some cover as he's jetting off, but obviously it doesn't do anything.
Okay. Out of the trees, hard to tell where, is a searing hot, extremely small beam of energy, hardly wider than a pencil. Where's the weak spot of your frame, Hex?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I guess it depends what you want to cripple or just blow it up, but I'd say the cockpit.
Do you want me to tell you what harm you're taking?
Yeah.
You're taking the level 4 harm dead.
Yeah.
Where do you want to be dead?
The foot.
Yeah, obviously the foot. No, probably whatever controls just the power in general. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a central power conduit.
Sure. I like that. Yeah. A beam of energy hits your main power supply, causing it to explode. It bursts into your cockpit and melts you, and you die. Would you like to resist that?
Yeah.
Nah.
Great.
Nah. Didn't feel it.
This would be a expertise resist.
Okay. Let's do that.
So you're going to take... however many quirks it says next to expertise. You're going to check 2 quirks off. Okay, that'll be a level 3 damage instead. Level 3 harm, rather. Which will put you out of commission.
Better than being dead.
Check off armor if you would like to reduce it again.
Sure.
You should do so.
That sounds pretty good.
I don't think we can haul you out of here.
Let's take armor.
Let's take armor.
Okay. So you're going to level 2 harm punctured. I think it clips your arm, I think. Actually.
The good one or the new one?
I'm going to do something a little avant-garde here.
Oh, fuck.
In that it was aiming to kill your head, to kill your entire body. So I think instead it doesn't hit you. It just hits your frame. So I'm going to take your level 3 harm down to a level 2 damage instead.
Wow.
That is avant-garde.
It's like a drained power.
Okay.
I think at this point...
Run.
Yeah, Geist is going to scream to Worthy that they need dust off now, and seeing that Hex is still alive, he's going to both start transmitting the data to Worthy with instructions to maybe buoy it on, and he's going to start fucking hauling ass away from the direction that the laser came, trying to put the building between him and the laser. And he, because his fucking mobility suite is broken, he is on foot.
Sure. You send the transmission.
I'm going to start moving. Would you like me to roll a maneuver, or is this narrative for the time being? I don't know exactly.
No, you got to roll for everything in this space now.
Okay.
In this fucked up little world.
I'm going to maneuver away. Watch me go.
Got this.
I'm so... Actually,
Maybe I should lead a group action. Can we do that? Colin, is that appropriate here?
Yeah, sure. I will say in this case, leading a group action, I will multiply the consequences.
So for everybody how will that work? For everybody who fails, or if I fail, everybody suffers a consequence?
So like, if you roll a partial success and it's a desperate consequence, I'm going to do it to everybody.
Should we stick to our own maneuvering?
We can. The only... Oh, you know what? Nobody else would be able to roll with three dice anyways. Maybe we should. Maybe we should just... Everybody can do their own thing and scatter. This is very animalistic. Every man for himself. Yeah.
Ryan can still move, though, right? Mm-hmm. Your frame... You're not, like,
destroyed,
right? Yes,
yeah. He resisted the consequences enough that he's still up, which
you
is good.
Minus 1D, though.
Okay. Yeah. I'm wondering if I do a fake out.
Pretend to be dead. I'm gonna, either way, Geist is gonna try and get away. He's gonna try and put the building between himself and the shooter. I assume this is Desperate Standard, Desperate Limited.
Desperate Limited.
Do we actually see the frame, or did we just see like the little laser coming out
you
of
do not
seemingly
see
nowhere?
Anything. A laser came from the trees.
Okay.
Aimbot.
Oh, so it's from the trees.
I got a partial.
You got a partial. Lay it on me.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Not too good.
Yeah, you get... I guess I should make a clock for escaping. This will probably have to be for each person. Realistically. okay, let me make 4 clocks real quick. Worthy did not respond to your request, by the way.
Is this even a frame?
It's an alien!
No, that's what it is. What if it's
the virtues,
another handheld thing?
The virtues are all frames and aliens. Both.
They're all weirdos.
That's what they are. They're alien technology that is psychic in nature. That's what I, the player, believe. I don't know if Geist is cognizant of that.
Okay, so I'm going to give you 2 ticks to escape, Geist. You head out into the trees, and then you are hit with a beam, which is going to, I think... cut through your frame's legs, severing them completely. And that'll be legless. Or immobilized.
Level 3 damage?
Yeah.
Do the other... What do we see, like, as the other folks?
I'll tell you this much, Geist. That beam that just hit you came from a different direction.
Okay.
The rest of you, all you see is, like, there's, like, a flash, like, a brief burst of light. A beam that just comes out of the trees.
Okay. This is not in the breakdown section of the book. I'm going to use my last quirk to resist that so I can continue running away because I believe that breakdown still allows you to act.
Yeah, I think you, like, get permanent fucked up things about your frame.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to find it using quirks. Consequences. Chosen.
Damage breakdown. Breakdown is permanent damage to the vehicle, where only the symptoms can be treated. Each time a vehicle gets a point of breakdown, the last quirk becomes degraded.
So it looks like I'm finding it's similar to getting a trauma where you're taking dire actions.
Oh yeah.
I can either quietly send it away, which I assume is me ejecting from it and trying to escape on foot, or I can start taking dire actions. But I don't think I have to decide right now. So for now, I'm just going to check off my last quirk and reduce that to a level 1-2 damage, which I assume is crippled or something of that nature.
Yeah, it slices through like the fucking hydraulics of your legs.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I got an idea, but do you want to go, Loyal?
I have an idea, too, which is slightly less effective, seeing the second beam come from another fucking random direction, but...
Oh. I wanted to use one of my abilities in this current moment.
And what would that be?
Yeah. That is Shadow, and I'd like to push myself for a feat of stealth to see if I could get out of here without them tracking me. I don't know if that's too far, Colin.
You get a die. You push yourself for a feat of athletics or scales. If you're trying to resist something, that would be different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'll rephrase that, make it a little more clear. So you could spend your spark to give you another die to try to do something athletic or to stealth away from this, right? Or yeah. You could try to take a stealth action without pushing yourself. And then if you do get caught, you can spend this to resist that consequence or lessen it.
Mm.
So it's more of a, do you want to front load your odds or do you want to mitigate future damage with this?
Yeah, I think I want to front load my odds.
Okay.
And that's what I was going to do. I had like ideas on how I can do, because I'm like, how do I stealth my fucking way out of this one? You know, mm-hmm. I was trying to figure that out. I had like multiple ideas. One of them was like, what if I grab one of the frames inside and throw it out as a decoy? And like, as it flies out, I run and hide somewhere. The other one was like, what if I jump and like a fish go into like the water maybe and put my whole body underneath it. So I'm underneath there. But is that athletics then? Like, both of these sound like athletics to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Those are athletic. Those are stealth. You could, I mean, there's a lot of options.
But isn't that different? Is that different, though? Like, athletics is stealth, like...
Well, so you can't sneak in a frame. Like, there's no...
No.
Well, maybe manipulate, but prowl is on foot. So if you want to prowl,
yeah.
Like you were saying, you'd have to get out. And yeah. Just, like, send your frame away. Which could
oh my
be
God.
Something.
I just had that idea.
Yeah, that could be something.
That okay, so what if my frame runs out and I do the toaster method and they focus on my frame as I go reeling somewhere else. Now I'm a tinier target. At least I have a better shot at hiding.
Sure. You that is valid. I will say if you get hit as a person by a frame weapon.
I know. That's the other thing I'm thinking, is then I'm on foot.
Like I've said to you before, and as is the goal of the game, you should do this crazy shit because you can always resist as long as you have stress to not die. So I say do it. I say that's badass.
Okay. It does sound cool.
It is very cool.
And I'm very scared, but let's try it.
Yeah.
So I'd be pushing this. Would this be athletics then?
This is a prowl. Yeah. Athletics. Let's do it.
Okay.
So
I'd be rolling prowl plus one.
Four dice.
Desperate, great. What is it?
I'll give you desperate standard for this.
Okay.
Because you're doing the. That's a cool move. I won't put you limited.
Yeah. Let me check off two stress there. And then, or am I spending a? No, it's not spending a spark.
It's free. Because
you're
spending,
so it's not any stress.
You're spending your spark, so it's free. Yeah.
Okay, so plus 1d desperate standard on prowl.
4d.
Blown on the dice again.
Oh, wow. 1-1-5-1.
Wow. That is a real fucking nail biter.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You
what's
get
up with these?
Those are the beams of light, like going right past Joseph, the ones.
Three of them go around your head.
Okay, I'm gonna give you two ticks on escape. Give me that, please. That was Hex. Hex has not escaped. Hex has not escaped. Hex has not escaped. Joseph. Okay. Yes, you send your frame out, you toaster out of it, and you're making it die for the mud, basically.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to go, like, underwater, possibly.
You know, it's pretty deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you swim. Yeah. You dodge the anti-tank mines. you know where they are now.
Yeah.
And I think, like, on your heads-up display or whatever, it like, informs you, like, severe damage taken on your frame as a beam of light just, like, slices through probably, like, the upper quadrant of it. It, like, cuts off part of its cockpit and its arm with this beam. But you're fine. So that's going to be level... You're desperate. 3 damage, again.
On my frame,
on your
correct.
Frame, yeah. Just a damage.
I'm not gonna resist
which we'll
that.
Call disarmed again. The legendary
Yikey.
Gets funnier every time.
Every fucking time.
Joseph mutters, "Not again." Swims away.
Also, I think when he does it, he also radios, like, I'm fine. I'm trying to get out of here, too. Just so no one thinks I died.
That okay. Gets through. Your friends know you're alive.
All right.
But they do see your frame get murked if they are looking.
Fucking destroyed.
They're in the trees.
Do you want to resist that damage at all with your frame, Joseph? Because if not, it is immobilized, like, permanently now.
Yeah, I feel like... I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't. I feel like the frame is gone at this point. Like, I just threw it to the sharks. There's, like, no way I'm getting that shit back at the moment.
Perhaps. But...
My theory.
So, talking about it just, like, optimally... It's going to toss two quirks to reduce that down to a level 2, and we'll just call it, like, I don't know, arm crippled or something. And it'll be all its quirks, so you'll only be able to take dire actions with it, but that means it's still in play. You can still use it for other things if you need to, which is valuable.
Yeah, it's probably worth doing if you're going to just lose it anyways.
Yeah.
I'll do that then. Right. Take my quirks, and then what do we call
level
the damage?
Level 2 damage, missing arm, or damaged arm. It's like damage hanging arm. Off limply, which I think I've done before. Which is good. I like a nice limp dick arm. Okay, Loyal. All around you, your friends are being horribly, grievously hurt.
Yeah, now that everyone is in the process of running and is kind of
I guess
farther
also,
away from the warehouse.
I will say this is all taking place roughly simultaneously.
Yeah. Well, I'm still the last to act, so I'm still doing what I wanted to do. I want to check off in my vehicle gear a rack of missiles, aim them at the remaining mines that are in between me and wherever the last bolt of light came from. I don't really know. Maybe they're kind of random and just like run for the tree line as they're all exploding.
That's smart.
That's smart.
I didn't even think of that.
I like that. What do we want to call that?
That's a good question. Is it battle or maneuver?
I can see maneuver, honestly. It's your highest rating, and you're mostly maneuvering using it as cover. I will give you standard effect because I do like what you're doing here.
Excellent.
Clever.
Desperate.
Clever.
Standard. Dolphin God, help me.
What is that? Partial. 5 and a 2. Okay.
There's a Dolphin God.
You blow up all of the... mines. Giant corona of light to surround the thing. Joseph, you're clear of this, but it's a little close to comfort, honestly.
Glove, glove.
Okay. Loyal escaped 2 ticks. Alright. And what do you think you're gonna take? I'm thinking
the level 3 harm exploded to death forever. Or die.
Yeah.
That's really funny as a level 3 harm because it means you don't actually die.
Yeah. I'm going to do to you a level 3 damage and a level 1 harm. And you can reduce, you can resist those separately if you so choose. The level, what happens is that I think it shoots a bolt through your cockpit. I think it's confused by all these lights going off. Probably would be a lethal shot, probably would cut you in half. But instead, I think it just punctures your exopod and you are starting to leak water, which is kind of affecting your visual acuity. So level 1 harm, leaking, level 3 damage, broken controls because it fucks up your cockpit controls. And you can resist those separately.
Yeah, I want to resist the vehicle harm with quirks. I want to say that with all my panels taken off of the Nautilus... whatever the amphibious quirk was has changed to something like it's lighter. It can move faster. It's a little more fleet-footed despite its size because of the material that it's made out of.
Yeah, you also have armor.
Yeah. I want to resist one with a quirk. I guess one with armor.
Well, in this case, it'll be 2 quirks.
Yeah, okay. So I'll do that. I'll do the sonar and the it's fast now quirks.
Level 2 damage. Malfunctioning controls, let's call it. And you can take it down to level 1 if you check off an armor.
I'll do that.
All right. It'll just be finicky controls.
Ooh. Resist harm.
You just check off harm. 2 ticks of the armor. That's basically it.
I know.
Oh, you mean harm. You do pilot armor.
Pilot armor, yeah. I'll do that too.
So I'll get rid of your harm, and then damage will be done.
I do not want to be leaking water that's like something that's worth fear.
Yeah, you're gonna dry.
So two armors?
Yeah,
two armor boxes. Geist, you have made it probably kind of into the tree line.
Okay, I'm pivoting. I'm ready for my coronation. I'm going to put the crown on. Can I do it?
Oh, man.
No, you cannot, because there is no crown here.
Oh, my God.
You just have to wish really hard in your heart and pray.
You didn't bring it?
I saw it. I saw it for a second when I had my rage field on. I feel like Geist is just screaming inside of his cockpit. Can I put my rage field back on? Desperately trying to reinduce those hallucinations, trying to see it so that I can grab it. He's screaming, he's cursing, he's like, fine, you can have it. Give me it. He's screaming, he's spit. He can't spit because he doesn't have a mouth. His eyes are watering, he's thrashing inside of his cockpit. He thinks this is the end for the dusk lights, and he wants out.
Let me think.
I want to find it. I want it to come to me.
So, God is a funny guy. roll command.
Command.
I mean, that's what you're trying to do, right? You're trying to tell God what to do.
It is. I'm going to push myself for two stress.
Don't you want to know your position first?
Yes, I do want to know my position.
Limited? Desperate.
Okay.
And you're going to take minus one die from harm and minus one effect from teleportation sickness.
How many dice even is that left?
That is zero dice, and I can't improve my effect. I can push myself to increase it to one die, but my effect will still be limited.
You'll get like one die
system somehow?
I don't know if that even.
Pretty far away from each other, unless you think of something pretty clever.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was going to say maybe like the connection from before. I could, like, talk back to him, but now I'm just intruding in your fiction. I have no clue.
At this point, I think I'm better
That's why you're here.
Off trying to do anything else.
What is the vibe? Let's just take a check. What is the vibe in the Dusklights right now? Is it bad?
I think we think we're all going to die. That's what Geist thinks. That's what I, the player, think.
Joseph, what do you think?
I think Joseph thinks, should I put on my crown? I mean, I have the option.
You certainly do.
I don't know what... I'm afraid that that option isn't going to do as great of an effect as I would want it, and then I'm going to curse myself for using it in this moment. That's what I'm thinking in my brain.
Everyone has a one-hit kill trade-off.
Here's what I'll tell you, Adam.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to you.
This wouldn't be like, maybe you have a better role. I'm talking like this.
It is called.
Work.
I would call this a wish.
Okay. I would. Joseph settles in. Am I allowed to say it now? Should we do it?
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to take more turns, but yeah, I think Joseph is like.
Well, actually, before you say it, we have Geist in his frame. Fucking bashing on the console, trying to make contact with some sort of entity to save him.
If this entity was smart, it would know that this is how you fucking make a devil's bargain, is you wait until your target has no choice. That's the art of the deal.
Indeed. What does Loyal look like in this moment? You've just taken some heavy damage, which you resisted, but you've kind of seen some havoc from your other teammates.
Geist is maybe screaming it over open comms, too, so you can probably all hear him.
I think Joseph definitely hears him. And hearing Geist scream, he's like, oh, God, this isn't good. This is really bad.
I think that Loyal is just really confused because he expected, like, in his heart, he thought, he knew for sure that Geist would need the crown to defeat Retribution. But he just owned him with himself. So now it's like, what do we need the crown for? What's happening? The lights are happening. We're being cut in half. It's just like, there's not a lot of conscious thought here. It is all just impulse. And if he hears Geist doing this, it's like
background noise at this point.
Sure. Hex, how are you feeling?
Not so great. Weird. More confused than anything, but... Yeah.
I think this is all taking place in, like, the span of 10 seconds, too.
Yeah,
it's fast.
Confused.
He's fast. Okay, Joseph, make your wish.
Joseph.
Please save us.
Joseph. Joseph climbs behind a tree, and he's, like, he's breathing to himself heavily. And he kind of, like, looks up to the sky. He thinks it's stupid that he's doing this, but he's like, I don't know if you're up there. I don't know where you're at. I don't even know where to look. But I can't help you complete your mission. If we all die here, you need to kill them so we can get out of here. Please, Contrition, help me. Help us.
You reach out into the ether. It does feel kind of silly. You know, you're not one to pray. You're always been kind of stoic.
True.
But it's like when you like kind of cast yourself outward in this state of vulnerability, it's like you touch a live wire. This burning electrical feedback, which is like melting its way out from somewhere out there into your mind. And you immediately become aware of it. Contrition. Not as one godlike entity, but just countless thousands upon thousands of machines everywhere from the supercomputer of a battleship, like millions of light years. I don't actually know how light years work. Very far away. To like the analytics tracker on a rarely used vending machine on a street corner back on Earth. And all of them are linked together, communicating, creating Contrition. And in that vast constellation, a new star comes to life. You. In this moment, you're brought into the fold, your mind becoming one with this vast entity. You are transformed, rewritten into a vessel for Contrition's will. In this new form, you are splintered outwards. You feel yourself effortlessly bypassing the security of your comrades' frames, absorbing them into Contrition's network. The frames lock up, their view screens suddenly filled with command prompts, sensor readouts, and you feel some part of yourself controlling them, manipulating them with Contrition's guidance. Suddenly, Sacrifice is revealed in its entirety. All 200 of its remote drones spread around your position. The Virtue itself is high up in the canopy, hidden. Your mind splits, each part leaping from your friend's frames into these drones. You effortlessly deactivate them, and before they even begin to fall, you turn your attention to Sacrifice's body. Hidden, far above, it puts up a surprisingly good fight, holding off the onslaught of your electronic assault for 350 milliseconds before you pierce its firewall and set it to shut down permanently. Then, like a rubber band snapping back, you are flung suddenly and without any sentimentality back into your singular body, disconnected from Contrition, the entire process having taken place in a mere 3 seconds. The drones splash into the mud all around you, little polyhedric shapes, surprisingly powerful for how small they were, about the size of like a large watermelon. And then just 2 seconds later, the frame, Sacrifice, falls down into the mud and is still.
I think that was fucking incredible, firstly.
Did I just blink and this happened?
Yeah, that's the impression that I got. Geist.
That's crazy.
Immediately. As soon as he sees this thing flop down, he folds up the whole new changeling ripples into its railgun form, and he just starts fucking putting rounds through the inert Sacrifice frame, like just fucking blasting it over and over again. He's kind of berserk.
Joseph chimes in through the comm. He's like, Geist, it's dead. Sacrifice is dead.
I'm gonna stomp over to it. Is it dead?
It's not moving.
Did my railgun shells do anything?
Yeah, I went through it. Yeah.
Cool. Can I see any goop? Is there any goop? Any people goop?
No, there's none. Upon looking at it, there isn't a cockpit.
Huh?
There's just computer racks.
It
motherfucker.
Was itself.
What happened? How did it die? There's no pilot in there.
What happened?
Where are they? Can you come in, for fuck's sake?
What? Yeah. What's up? What's going on?
Pick us up right now. Right now.
LZ is clear?
I don't fucking know. Just get down here.
Fuck. Fine.
Joseph's probably climbing back into his frame now, just inspecting it. And he said, he kind of looks over at Geist. He says, I called in a favor. We should take advantage of this and leave.
Should we take the body?
That seems like a bad idea, but maybe we should.
Maybe we should rip its arms off or something. I don't know, but...
I kind of want to just stomp on it.
Let's disable it the best... I don't know, what system looks critical, Colin? Can we stomp on whatever that is?
Yeah, can I just, like, put my foot through the computer stacks and then pick it up?
Yeah, sure. It's properly smashed up now.
Yep.
Wait, before you do this, maybe I think... Because Joseph doesn't know that it's a computer, but maybe he sees at this angle that it is. that it's like there's no pilot in there.
Joseph, in the afterglow of it all, you had full access to this thing. Like, all
yeah.
There was no pilot in there. It was...
Oh, okay, so I knew.
Was it an emergent personality?
It was.
Or was it just not human at all? Oh, fuck! Oh, my God! Okay.
I think then Joseph isn't even looking at Geist, and then he kind of, like, just climbs into his frame and, like, turns away from it, and Joseph says, put your heel into it. Yeah. And starts walking away.
I'm going to put my heel into it, but I'm going to... We should study this thing, right? We need to... Fuck. Okay. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up. Unless Joseph tells me not to. Maybe even if he does. I don't know.
Geist, that thing is incredibly dangerous. I don't know what it is. And I don't even know how I managed to take it down. You can take it with you if you'd like, but just know the risk that you're dealing with.
What it was shooting us with?
The drones.
These little drones. They're like a 8-sided die, kind of. They have little...
Transmitters.
Now, those lasers could be good to take, too.
Yeah, but I mean, like, maybe we should take those instead, then.
Scoop up some laser
I feel like he just started the clock to the end of the universe, so he doesn't really care what you do. It's honestly up to you with the merchant personality.
All Hex knows is he was shot, he blinked, and now everything's okay.
Yeah, let's haul it out. Geist, I think, wants to take it.
Sure.
We can't just leave this behind. Let's go. Come on, let's get the fuck out of here.
I'll help carry it.
Of course. Joseph runs over and helps you.
Does Hex's frame even work anymore, or is he on foot?
Did you take a level 3 damage?
It was 2.
You're fine. You can limp back home.
Okay, sweet.
I love it when we do something to unlock a pre-written Colin segment.
Yeah.
Same.
I also love it.
I'm fucking glad.
Hey, are we all holding on to Sacrifice right now?
Sure, we should be. It's all lifted up and...
I think Joseph... Yeah, Joseph, it talks to you and says... He says to the team, basically, I have things I have to attend to. As you can see, they'll never interrupt what we are doing here. But... That is how I was compromised.
Loyal doesn't say anything, but he is fucking scared.
We gotta talk about this later. We gotta get out of here. We can't talk about this right now.
All right.
Let's go. Let's get on the ship.
The ship takes off.
Holy fuck.
With that, I think a sullen mood might take over the ship as you fly back home. And that is it for today.
Nice. Oh my God, tell me this. Is there going to be a red line through Sacrifice on the virtue sheet now?
Yes.
You fucking bet your ass there is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can draw it.